Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, chairman of the D Latino Coalition. DLatinoCoalition.com is the website. Check that out and see all the great things that they're doing there. Hector, thanks again for being here. I know you were a Jeb fan, Jeb Bush, until he dropped out. You supported him. What are your leanings now?
You know what? I've signed on with Marco. I think Marco is a very bright talent, and
on behalf of the Latino Coalition.
Well, no, as you know, Latino Coalition is not endorsed. We're not a political organization.
Right.
So this is just me as a Hector Barreto as an individual, as a business owner.
Right.
You know, I'm going to help Marco as much as I can. But it's just like you said, it's just been an incredible year. But you know, one thing that's good, Jim, is that I think more people are paying attention to this election than even the last election cycle. So
can you believe the turnouts have been records?
Yeah. If we get more people out, you know, I think that's what it's all about. We need to have representative government, and if more people are paying attention, more people are voting, I think the country's going to be fine, whatever happens. We're a strong country.
Well, I predicted on the Republican side back in early January, I predicted it would either be that it would be a combination of something like Trump, Cruz, or Rubio, Kasich. Because
the decade is still intact.
I think I said Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, Kasich, because the point there was to get a Hispanic and one of the big states, Florida or Ohio, involved, and so the point there. But I don't think the Republicans will win without a Hispanic and someone from Florida or Ohio on the ticket. What do you think?
Well, Republicans don't ever win if they don't get Ohio, and they got to be competitive in Florida, and that's why
they got to win Florida.
Like Marco Rubio, they really do. So those two states are pivotal. But you know what's happened to the Republican Party, and you and I have talked about this before. We've got to almost run a clean slate to be able to win. What I mean by that is we're not going to win states like California, where I live. You're not going to win New York. You're not going to win Illinois. So you start at a big disadvantage. You've got to win some of these western states, and these western states are very diverse. So states like Colorado and Nevada and New Mexico.
And they're turning more purple than they used to be.
They are.
Most of them
used
to be red. Now they're more purple. Like Colorado is almost blue.
Yeah. If you write those states off, it's almost impossible for Republicans to win. And fastest growing populations in those states are Hispanic, so you can't ignore them.
Does Cruz struggle with the Hispanic community?
A little bit. Actually, it's a kind of an interesting thing.
Why is that?
Well, some of it is just the way that he talks about the issues. I mean, his big issue is immigration, and he just said last week that he agrees with Trump that not only do we need to build a tall wall, but we need to round everybody up that's here illegally and take them out. And a lot of Hispanics, they want to do what is fair. Remember, 95% of Hispanics are here legally.
Right.
They were born here, or they're residents or naturalized citizens. But they just feel that rhetoric is a little bit,
What's the difference? This is something that's been out on the table for a long time. But in Facebook's haven't been paying attention. What's the difference in the immigration stand of Rubio and Cruz?
Well, Rubio basically says, "Look, I made a mistake. I thought we could get comprehensive immigration reform. I'm not for that anymore. What I want to do is fortify the border and then go back to the American people and ask them what they want to do." Rubio says, "Look, American people are fair, just people, but, they're not going to do anything if they feel like this problem's going to happen again like it did after 1986 when Reagan passed immigration reform." Cruz basically says, "I'm not for immigration reform at all." He basically says, "Look, don't even talk to me about that. All I care about is fortifying the border and get rid of the 11 million people that are here."
Deport everybody here who's here.
Yeah.
Like that's even a possibility.
It's not a possibility. And people, and guys like Cruz know this, is that, you know, if you're here illegally, you have a right to go through your due process, even if you're not a citizen.
Right.
And our immigration courts are so backlogged, it would take 20 years.
Is it possible to shut off the border? Is that even possible?
Well, I mean, in some ways it's already happening. I don't know if
the economy is doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, the economy is doing that. I mean, yeah. they come over here for economic opportunity. If there's no economic opportunity, they don't come over here. But we did still fortify the border because there's too much contraband that goes back and forth. And
Hector, will you come back during the year and give us and keep reporting on this for us?
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim. Thank you for all your good work, friend.
You too. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. And keep up with them at thelatinocoalition.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie Game. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.